Busy. Okay. I know a little bit from maybe it's here from the past thing. We try to bring in the more current sugyas also as well, just to be Yetzer design, but it's more of a shtickle, more of like Klalius. So the original mission on the beginning of the second paragraph starts place in passing the Birois Abed Yumdin near in Kishmoina Divir Yehuda Meir says Shmoina near in Kishnai Kishnaim Asar Abed Yumdin Mar Pshutin. And the fear is the Mishnah. By name, Kamali Shteir Vakri Shal Shali Shalish Bakar Devir Meir. He says the shear between the passing are the shear Shteir Vakris, three Bakar each, which is Zachal called 10. And Yehuda says Shal Arba Arba, not two of three, two of four, which comes out. It's going to be 13 and a third. So Rasha. What is Bemana Chalku Rabbi Yehuda Meir in the Shiurim yields 10, yields 13 and a third? What's the Sherish HaMachloikis? And let me see two Mahalchim in the Rishayim. So there's the Meiri in the cook, one that the cook has unearthed. I don't know, I'm sure which Meiri it was, but they discovered one that doesn't exist in our Kovitz. He says, in the beginning, he says, Nimtza. Synopsis of the Shittas. She'ikr machloikis d'Rameir v'Yehuda eina al pasin klal. The first thing he says about this that there's mentioned pshutin in the Mishnah by there's a mention of pshutin in the Mishnah by what's his name by Rabbi Meir is not dafka. That's not the machloikis. Ikr machlukosam al eze avir nikra pesach ve'eze yoytze mechlal pesach. The machloikis is what's called pesach, what's yoytze mechlal pesach. Yehuda holds Pesach is you get on Mishlish, makes the Cheshbon. You base Bervakis, Dalet, Shem Ches, Vashir Rechav, Hapars Yot. There's Dvachim, Shem Amim, it goes with the numbers. And Meir holds Kari Pesach, Miyud Amis, Kriz Mishar, Vav Paris, Chopar Yishlish, Yot Tvachim, Hari Kan, Samach Tvachim, goes to the Tvachim. And that's the Fear Zoys. The Machloikis is a very simple Machloikis, what's called the Pesach, what's called the Pirzo. And Iker Pukta, you get the Fear Zoys then. Is Bavir, Havid Lameir, Yuramis, Havid Lepiskor, Yudo, it's even Yudgim of Shlish. Going to the Marikov here, and he's Marikov also by us, the Miri, that don't think the Machalik is, yeah, Pshutin, no Pshutin. It's just a Hechatim to have less than the Shir Pesach, to have less than the Shir Pirzah that you need, and maybe it's not going to be a problem. What I found very, very, very disturbing, very sure with that, well, Stam, bothered very, very stark was what's Lashon HaMishnah? The Mishnah says, what's Rav Meir say? Rav Meir's lashon is by name Kamali Shtei Revakish Shal Shali Shalish Bucket. Rav Meir Yehuda says Arba Arba. Chayra, these numbers are it's merubas in the Mishnah. You can make a cheshbon in the Mishnah based on how many paras you have and have why the paras are and the kshuris and that whatever. They're you know kshuris and mutaris. But Chayra, it should have said a much clearer hagdar in the Mishnah. Why did Rav Meir not just say the shear is yud and Rav Yehuda should have said it's 13 and a third. If it's just a Pasha the Shiloh, the Shepazach Shepirza, we know the other Mishnahis discuss, the Mishnah Zvav, and the very clear Lashon, right? I mean, Lashon, Kol Pirza Shi, Ka'asa Yud Amas, Mutar Shi Ka'Pesach. So why didn't say a clear Lashon? Okay? I don't know if I'm going to enter the Mi'iri, but so that's one, that's not the Har on the way the Mi'iri is saying. Another Har, which, not a fest har, just something that was inspired to me was that what's the chiddush of passive rois? So first Tosfos we're trying to discuss why is passive rois not a chesar of oim ruval parts. So Tosfos says, well, the for Tosfos because his hayav ikum b'chol tzad am mikan choshev pesach. That is it, that the teretz to why it's not going to be a problem of passive rois is not a problem of oim ruval parts, and. Rashi fears though he's a vado that's only true the ma'isa and the deraisa, but the ma'isa and the rabbanon they're masak and that he can't be nappy. I mean, raw part is the problem. Even though you have am b'chol tzad, you have am b'chol tzad with tzad, and it should be chashav pesach. But that's why they're rabbanon they're goyzer, but they're mekel ikilu by pasiv yirois on the imrua parts. And the next so one kula the imrua parts another kula which possibly tells you the next taisa says they were mekel. And then there's two kulas. They were makel on both Omer of all parts and on Asi Avir. So the shiloh just was struck me was that So if they were make a lagabi then, make a lagabi that, so maybe why would they make a lagabi the shear yud? Why was the mayor was beholden? Beholden to yud, shear of the Pesach is yud, because that's the shear we find other places. So maybe we should make a.
Assuming that it's
their mind. Oh, so maybe you can tell me that it's their ISO. So, not that we know it's a Shiloh, but just a local Mayor, welcome to that. Whether it's their ISO or their Abba. And the way Taisvah is masked with the side of why it's not a problem, Umrah parts with their ISO, is Taisvah says, because there's a Chotzad Av Mekan Av Mekan, it's Choshev Pesach. Frekta Taisvah Rosh, and the third of Taisvah Rosh was Frekta Taisvah Rosh, Ibazai, why ever is there. We find that there's a soul appearance of Yud is of Yosef and Yud is can be considered puzzle.
What's the question?
That was it, the, all those cases are only when there's no Amikan Amikan.
No, maybe Amikan Amikan also means
point in the middle. No, but Maisa, if what do you mean?
Meaning maybe Amikan Amikan more than 10 is going to be puzzle.
Right. So I'm saying if Viful Taisus is a chur, sounds like he's understanding. And the alumnus of Taisus is that as long as Amikan Amikan is a shir mechitza, and the shir mechitza chur, anything in between that is a Pesach. We don't care about the
that's
shir.
That's a Pesach. A Pesach stand. It's too big to be a Pesach. Then that's the reason.
But I'm saying if it's parts rub al image, if parts rub is a problem with the raisa, so that means that you don't have the proper shir mechitza. And for that, Vegan Taisus said that could create the Pesach with two.
You can create the Pesach.
It's a chiddush. You can create the Pesach with Am Mikan, Am Mikan.
There's a Pesach. You can create the Pesach.
The Am Mikan, the Shir Mechitza of the Am Mikan, Am Mikan, as long as there anything in between, the Chir should be considered a Shir Pesach.
Only if it's a Shir Pesach.
The
Shir Pesach
was times. The way they were Taisus is even masked, but there's no Shir Pesach. What's a Shir Pesach? How does it exist a Shir Pesach? Because Taisus is saying, you say that there's no requirement of how much Oymid you have to have, Hamachitza you have to have.
It doesn't mean there's no requirement of what a Pesach is.
But Be'etzem, this Makam in between is all these places, right, are Be'etzem should be parts. Okay. How are you creating a Pesach? It's a stira.
Right. Why
that,
so why is that a Chiddush with the Shir Pesach?
So why? I think, what? This Shir Amikan Amikan is what builds up the Pesach. So as long as you have Amikan Amikan, you don't have a Shir Pesach. How do you understand Tosh Rosh Kashan? I wasn't in the Kashan.
No idea Tosh Rosh Kashan, honestly.
Oh. And you know Taisvah Rosh, you're saying you don't know the Kashan. I understood that he's saying is that if Viful, the Shir Pesach is created by not, we don't care how big the Mechitza is, we care about as long as they have a Shir Mechitza, so automatically anything between them is automatically Shaft for a Mechitza, so then the Chayiv even Yasa Meyud. Okay. For Kabbalah, I'm going to Taisvah Rosh as a Kashan, and he answers that in a Chanami, it's not only going to be the Shir appears to Yasa Meyud is not only going to be Darabon. So Ibazai, and this if that's true, so then the Chayra, you could ask, it's not a, again a bomb kasha, but you could ask the Chayra, why would they necessarily not makel when it came to the Shir Pesachos? The Etzem, just to speak that out, that I thought, when I understood the Taisus, maybe I'm not understanding correctly, the way I understood the Taisus, I was asking the kasha if anything could create Shir Pesach through the Amikan Amikan, this talk of this concept that there's a famous from Shot Chazanish talks about it, others talk about it, Goyanaka talks about it, the Prima Gun talk about it, talks about already also that whether the Shir Pesach Yosem Yudas appears to some of the Reisim and the Rabbanon, I thought it would be only Mukach and Taisvus as well. The Taisvus is creating a Pesach, and through the Amikam, in the middle of that attack will build up the Shir Mechitzos is what build the Pesach. But if you learn like the other Rishonim, the Rambam, Nir Vnikar, and the Ritva, and the Rashba over here, the other Rishonim of Mukach L'Chayro, that the Agdara is a different Agdara. It's not Agdara of Pesach. It's Agdara of that the makim is considered mesuyim, it's considered right. We heard a few chaburs on it, but the chayra, the fiat lamdas that you're just trying to block off and block out everything around to block the time that makim. So ibazoy, we're not handling the shir pesach the chayra, so we wouldn't have the chayra this hechrich to come on to say that shir pesach is going to be only midir abanim because nechanami. We're not talking to a pesach when you have a shir we yisum yud maybe nechanami the attack will be psul midir aisa. Just to the fear, we hear a few different shiurim on that nekuda, but more than that nekuda. But just I don't know if we heard this. There's two prats. I thought the ritva was l'shitasei throughout the sugya was in the shaila of nachalik v'shoyin whether the pshutim themselves have to be a shiur of six amos or not.
Six
tefachim or not? I don't know if maybe you spoke this out. I'm speaking that, but there's nachalik Rashi in the ritva. And the Taizmuch weighs in also that he fears us, and the Rashi Nero holds that it is need to be Shir Pshutim, like Rashi says. And the Rambam himself seems to be going, you don't need a Shir Pshutim for the Shir Amma for the Pshutim, because like Beinu Kuli Hakim to Einam Kan El Lamayt Avir Shemayn Time Shal Yesu Me Esel Rameir. So it bothers them. What exactly what the machloek is? And the chayra, it seems misvara. If the vart of Taisvus, a Taisvus holds that the chayra have to have Amma Mikan, Amma Mikan, have to have a Shir Mechitza. So a pasht to move in the chayra, you could have a problem when there's a pasht to the middle. The chayra, where's the Amma Mikan and Amma Mikan? Unless you say something, saying once you're going to reckon with the Amma Mikan on the outside, so the chayra has a pasht in middle working. So Elamai, you're working with the Pashat and the one and the Amikan, those are going to be considered your, they should have to build your shir chita in order to have a Pesach in between them. So Ibazai would make every stav of the Chayyim, if he tells this, and a Chanami Taka would have to have a shir, the Pshutim Taka have to be an Amma as well. I'm shaking the Ritvala Shitasai, like this rate of removing Rivenikr, so Kenzain the Chayyim just to be signed the Mok, so the Pshutim would also be able to do that to be able to be Mitzam to the Mok, to be signed the Mok. Another place. What is it?
Every Amruba is Amikan, could be Amikan, Amikan. That was the corners of the.
So what? Khanam? So what? I'm saying Khanam.
You're saying Pshutim becomes Amikan, Amikan.
I'm saying is. It's not Amikan. It's not Amikan, Amikan. I'm saying just
the
side of
the book. I'm saying in Taisis, why need Amma? Parts because the Amma.
You need every part's Amma.
Every part's Amma. Sorry, every part's Amma. You're saying that the Am in the right. Middle, it could
work as
Am in Kam, Am in Kam.
Right. And then what's the passive rewrites?
Normal, it's Am in the side, and Am on the side, the most extreme sides of the wall,
and
that makes Am
in Kam. And you grow in the middle, you're saying, it's true to know what?
So, whatever it is, but I'm just saying, if it's Am in Kam, Am in Kam,
if the truth could be Am in Kam,
then every part's Meruba should
work with the rest.
Part's Meruba is a bunch of different pieces, so
you
should always have
Amikam. Every part's Meruba.
If you
have. Again, it's Rosh.
Why there wasn't Tesh
Rosh?
In any case,
you have Rosh is cash, I'm saying. What's different than that? He's asking more than Yod. Taka is saying the Pirtu Yasmi Yod is Taka Drabon. If you have Amikam, it's worse than that. Even less than that.
It
should be like that also. Right here, saying.
Unless you learn that,
if
you learn that
Amikan,
Amikan,
Takamim,
that, not the corners.
Another art we find, again, it sounds the Ritva by us in the Sugi of Tel Maslakit, the Ritva Shtel Tavek, what's the Shaila of Tel Maslakit, Nidim Shem Diyam Eloi, Mesafkali Betel Zem, Mishem Doi Avid Akeira. So the study of the suffix is Leiv Akeira. I don't know, I thought the Shiloh could have been a different Shiloh. Maybe the Shiloh was whether a Tel Maslaka could function as two different passim. I don't know, maybe that was the Shiloh. So what I'm saying the Shiloh is whether. What would that mean? I'm saying, I made a Svara, but I'm saying it could be, you have to say it for other Shiloh, maybe. Pshad is that. Without the Ulu Ritva, maybe you say Pshad is that. You could look, see this as both sides. Maybe it's
only one. You're going to one Tel Maslaka? Doesn't
look
like this.
You're saying so each one is. Meaning, as long as one chibur, I don't know, maybe that's obvious as far that it's.
That yeah, it can't. L shape, that's also
a. You're saying it's L shaped, so it's.
Yeah,
but chiseled out, the Amikan. So, the Chaman, the Tvaz saying the Svara is that it's a Ksar and Mishum Layav Akeru. So, what's the Svara? The Chazan is Mazmer, I think that probably. It seems like that. I think the first thing that popped in. You said it has to be nicker, the dium have to be nicker. Remelo, kenzain this. Why do you have to come out the roin v'chal? What do you mean roin v'chal? I have amikan and amikan. The teretz is without the amikan and amikan. It's felt in the removal of nicker has to be taka milsuyim. It has to be taka cordoned off. It has to be taka, you know, boxed in. And that's the lashon is that the might of eagle over eagle because ugle is because he says. Because they're upon him to it. It's all in klapi. How much hacker you're bringing out b'mitzayim the makom. The more nicker it is, the more of a siyim, the more of a near of a nicker the chayr be. Upon him, Eifin. Just to fair. So we're asking before. There's about to that. So b'shad was what is the b'shad in the chayra? Why would they makel in the? Why would they not makel in the sheer pirtim of the raisa of yosim yudiv to drabon? And even the noise is that Gan Yankov has a kasha. What's the kasha of Asi Aviro? Maybe in the Chanami Asi Aviro Taka to the right stick of Svara. Nevas, since if you hold the Shir Yosem Yud is Drabanot, when you have Pshut in there, then they said that you don't say Asi Aviro. What does that Avir do? It makes us more than Yud. But since the Shkriyas B'Yud is just Midrabanan, so they were makel open their eyes, so that with the Pshut, and somehow we could see it still there. And again, Hanukkah is, again, it's a Shir Yud, and it's a Shir Pesach, and if we could be makel and be woke with the Raisa, when you have the Pshut, and then we don't say, I see Avira, so he holds us, like, it's a Kasha, that's why some of us maybe want to learn into Tosfos. But come on, those are some of the Kasha that the Achronim has. So she wanted to maybe give a different twist on the Sugya. Lezer told me after it was Lezer Plachinsky, also seems to have a kuach with Chazinish about it. It's like he's going very stark like this also. The Rashi, Rashi in the Mishnah, Daf Yizayin Beis, says, Rashi says that the Mishnah says Kshur is full of Mutaris. So Rashi says Chumrah, it's a Chumrah to Ma'it Revach. Sorry, the wrong one. Achas Neches V'Achas Itzas. Right, it's one Revachim, one going in, one going out. Kulu, Rashi says, Loi Be'inan Eser Mitzumtzamis Alos Soichakais. So Kula, you don't need Eser Mitzumtzamis, you need Soichakais, and it's also slightly larger. So the Shaila is, it was his aura that. He asked the Chayyim of Gimel and Beis, it's Mavur, and the Sugya basically, because of Nimrod, that Pirtas Mavo, the Gemara, which Rashi explains means Pirtas Mavo Yud. It's going to say Gemara, Rava Meshmeid of Nachman says, Kol Amas Bo Ama Bas Shisha, Halalu Seichakai is Halalu Atsevis. In other words, Rashi says, Mavo is Atsevis, which means Mitzum Tzamis, Lachumrum. So the Chayyim, why over there do we find, Kipshutai, this theory, we find that the Shir Asara, by Mavoi is going to be Mitzum Tzomais, and on the other hand, by Yalas Rashi seems to be saying that it's not Mitzum Tzomais, it's Seichakos. As what's the Shina? Benoisef, Nocha Kasha, which the Rashi by Yalas says that the Rashi over there says it's a Shir Yud, by Mavoi is going to be Mitzum Tzomais. You're saying maybe that's Dafka. Fine, I'm saying, but assuming the Be'iri, because the Be'iri said that this sugya here, Yod here, is the same, seems like it's a regular Shabbat Pesach.
I'm assuming that Pesach Mavi is also.
We're going to Kula here.
Right.
But if the sheer
Pesach is a regular sheer Pesach, I'm saying it's a little
Menei Obey. You're making an assumption that the sheer Pesach over there
is the same, Rashi says the shear is the chayyim can't have more than 10. And your mind with pshutin, so what's your marking more than shear chacham? So actually came in Dachazog and Azoy. Ben Yonison says, discussing it, first he handles it. They don't walk in practically. What's the shear of Ravak Gimel of Ravak is Gimel? That means they're going with a tzemed, with a yoke, and on Shabbos, the Shvi's Behemtoi. So he says, even though in a Chilavi they're not going to go on Shabbos, but during the weekday they sometimes go in also. So he said, if you look at Misharinu Lefi, Shagam Bi Mois Achol, Nechnas Hisham, Lishtois, Upa'am Shekshah Tzemed Echad Nechnas Lishtois, Mois Hasheni, Sheshasal Misham, finds that the other one is drinking there. Writes a lot. Wants to exit one group of bakar. The less than the shear of 10, which is two fits two tzemed bakars, three each. Yevayu aparitz v'yepilu adiyum din laritz. It's going to knock down the adiyum din. Practical zach to be able to have space to be able to get out. Ebazoi efshe kem dachzogin fakert. You say they talk were makel. Like we're asking in the beginning, well, they didn't make on this year yud. It's an economic. The algemeine din Pesach, Amavoi Pesach, that we find, in Hilchos, Erev in the Taka were making. The Taka they were suspended those rules. Now the loikam iri. Nervas, based on the cheshbonis that they're trying to make and trying to fit the picture. So the ikar takana was that you have to be able to fit one Revek Bakar going in, one Revek Bakar going out, which is going to be 10. And based on that, the Cheshbonis don't have to, the basic numbers are going to be a bar of 8 with 2 on each side, with meaning, in other words, it's not a shear in the Pesach. Kenzai is a shear in the to shear in the matzah, to shear to be able to assist to help with either goal, to be able to be shoyis, whatever the sibus atakana was, in order that it shouldn't knock it down, they guvur shaldavek as a tzur with as a matziv, that you should be able to have shtei revokish shall gimel or shall dal adal. What's dal adal? So the next article he speaks out, he says, machlech Yehuda Rameir is sometimes they were shire. Some places he says there are makomish in choshem le'arba paris, either because the arts is kasha or the hemis fargasa, whatever the cheshbonos are. But it's machlech is which you know you chesh for those types of people who are going to be coming with their revokas to Yerushalayim, whatever. To minig amakim to
geshmus. So what's the Gemara in that field that tried selling to Mavi?
The Gemara in that field that
share review them.
So we'll get to review in a second. Okay, you want to know how many was? Shouldn't learn askar the group of Gemara is slugging up. You can't learn out from passive rice.
Because kulik kshem shem shem.
Gemara says if you go like this, learn it that way. Right, you're saying how many the Gemara?
You don't
askar. Yeah, every time we get to review them. So basically. And again, it's definitely a stretch, but it's at least a yisoid, a foundation of maybe we can understand the shtickle. What Rashi is saying, your machik yosim is shekha cham. Turns out the shekha cham of what's behandled is not the shekha cham of a Pesach. That's not what we're discussing. Rather, the shekha cham that we're discussing in your machik war is, and therefore you need hacker and whatever that does. But a kapon of life in the hirchika yosim shekha cham means the pshat is they best established it to have one yoite one nichnas. Anything more than that, and like the mentioned before, it's a din it's part of this not this tzura is to be able to have kamalish teruvakish shalish shalish bakar, and the male there will be a svara that you're being over on shekha cham again. But that seems like that would be a tzad that they were shelter back dafka in this tzura, not that it's not beholden to the regular. The regular algamein din Pesach, again, Mike and the Shilos of Rashi says that Yisheh Yud is Yisheh Pesach. I know.
No, but there's still only Shalosh Revokas.
There's two Revokas of Shalosh Shalosh.
But there's only that Shem. Is there Rosh
Tim? I'm not right. So I'm saying was, but since they Shalovek this Tzura, in this meaning they Shalovek with a bar of Yud, a bar of. I mean, the Kfius was Kfi. The minimum Matz of that union. And Echanami, if you do it more. So that's already a step more than they were still doing. That's of our Sheikh Chacham already, because why they do that? Because it's all you need. Like the Rebbeinu said, you want to be able to one go in and one going out. That's which is 10, which is going to be end up being 10.
No, I'm confused.
No, what?
You might see both of the Diyum then, so it's still the same size.
Hey, the Shear is not only the Shear between the Diyum.
Right, I'm saying the Shear, the whole bar with the.
What about the rest of the chain of the property?
Because in order to get for it to be 10, right, that bar has to be, the bar is 8. And there's 20 each side.
Saying there are certain
certain sorrow and certain massive of.
Oh shit! Does it make them to the stand the grass? So
which?
The point is that big holes are bad, right? The bigger the hole,
right?
You have to say that, right? Why are they about bigger than that?
That's all that they needed. That's all they need to be matter the share of one nichas to one nichas.
Is there a chesaron of it being bigger, or they just weren't matter for no reason?
Let's say they weren't matter for no reason. That's how they shall avek that share. I mean, why chay they wanted they shall avek if. What was most necessary? So that was necessary.
So they didn't tell the fact that you have to put on green tape because there's no.
But that makes sense. It's a svar. It's a cheshbon.
When it's bigger and farther away, it's bad, right? That's what I'm talking about. Shalom
Aleichem. Meaning, because there are why didn't they do more?
So why did they say only this? Obviously, because more is bad. No.
I mean, we don't want to be over on. Other sheer psachim, maybe I'm saying as much. It holding the cool. So
you're saying that it's like a tachliya type. But it's always best because it's part of meruba.
Saying they are
part, right?
Right.
Whatever
they
needed,
right. And that again, that is not a teretz to this. But the Rashba daf, Rashba has the more shaylos. It's a chumra of what's it called? The reason why the mile of passing. Is because Pas and Lamaisa ultimately are going to get you to less than 10. In fact, Iran, Lemotzinu will chill between 10 or less than 10. So, I'm thinking the Teretz, the Kasha. I don't know where exactly the Iran, the Iran doesn't ask a Kasha, it's a sheer 10. the Shira Pesach is 10. So the mostig of being mamadid less than 10. With this, the Rashi was before, there's a defus of having it less than 10. It could be very, you know, I'm saying it could be, again, I don't know how, I wasn't in the board meeting where they shall the Ravek, but it could be, it's not a regular, my point is, it's not a regular din Pesach, which is 10. So Mamela, yes, the Limitzino is not chilek, and let me see the whole takana like this. I'm saying, the whole thing was a new shir, and the Kenzain that ultimately would be better if it was taco limited to even less than 10. The